Allah Ta'ala's fadl, His blessings, His grace, His mercy. Allah Ta'ala has again given us another night. Allah Ta'ala has again given us a night. In other words, the night of power, the night of Qadr. And before this, before today, Allah gave us the 21st, the 23rd, and the 25th nights. And they were also the night of power, Laylatul Qadr. And this night, tonight, is also it's the 27th night. It's also given the title Laylatul Qadr. It's one of the odd nights in the last Ashura. And we'll see regularly, commonly, that people focus more towards this, the 27th night. And they have more yaqeen, certainty, that this night is the night of power. Or for working less or making less effort in the other nights, they emphasize more on this night. So both aspects are there. But behind this, there are reasons that why is there more emphasis on this night, that this night, 27th night, is Laylatul Qadr. The reason for this is that some of the companions, the noble companions, we have their narrations, their statements that give cause to this belief of this night being Laylatul Qadr. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, great personality, and along with him, Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'b radiyallahu anhu. He also was of the opinion, he stated that Laylatul Qadr is the 27th night. The 27th night of Ramadan is Laylatul Qadr. So this adds a bit of strength to this opinion. And also other Sahaba Ikram, other noble companions, quite a few of the noble companions have stated or had the opinion that the 27th night of Ramadan is Laylatul Qadr. And amongst them, there were many of the Sahaba Ikram. They also present their dreams or their kashf. Alhamdulillah, they were Sahaba Ikram, not some minor status. And they say, they have the opinion that we felt or we saw, we know that this night is Laylatul Qadr. Anyway, khayr, praise be to Allah. So in front of us, Allah Ta'ala has given us another night, azim, great night. And we hear the praise of this night in the Quran, in the hadith. And today, if we pay attention and focus, that Allah Ta'ala has included us in that night. And Allah Ta'ala says that there will be a city. For example, if somebody talks to somebody else, if somebody is discussing something, they're talking about a foreign country, that there's a country, it's far away in a foreign land, it's like this, it's like this, it's like this. And then one day, in some part of life, that person who heard about the good place arrives there, he's surprised, oh, I've come there, I've seen it with my own eyes, I saw this and this feature and that feature. So the person's surprised then, and what have I used to hear, what I read in the books or in text, then what I heard about this country or place, I'm now seeing it with my own eyes. The person says that, and he affirms that what he's heard, now he's seeing. So he's surprised, taken aback. So that's something. But now Laylatul Qadr, Allah's Quran is mentioning Laylatul Qadr about this night. Allah Ta'ala has given us the verses in the Quran about Laylatul Qadr. Allah is praising this night. So think, a man needs to think that what kind of night will it be? What ibadah will happen in that night? What worship? What people? What will happen? Alhamdulillah. And today Allah Ta'ala has delivered us, made us arrive to this night. Imagine a dream, a great dream which is being fulfilled. The dream of our life. We read, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. We read this. Read this, but we've arrived to it. What a night. Just like a person goes to Hajj, what will Hajj be like? What will the Kaaba be like? How will Tawaf be done? We hear people who are daif, weak, and then their lottery comes out, their name comes out of the draw, and the reward of that name coming out of the draw is Hajj, and that person arrives to the Kaaba. Imagine the feeling that person has for arriving there. So today we should have this feeling. We should be taken aback, surprised. Allah, this is Laylatul Qadr you spoke about. We're sitting in it tonight. And this happens in this night. And it's greater than 1,000 months. And whatever I do, it'll be greater than 1,000 months. Amazing. So then a person should be aroused and excited. Allah, I've got a few hours, I need to do something this night. So a person has more passion and desire. So when Allah Ta'ala sees this passion and desire, Allah says, I've selected you, I've preferred you. I've preferred you, that you have valued and appreciated the reward that I gave to you. With your eyes, you have seen my night of power. I have taken you to that point where you are present in the night of power. You've seen it, felt it. How? As Allah says in the Quran, تَنَزَلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا. Allah Ta'ala says, look, today you've arrived to Laylatul Qadr. Now I will show you how you get there. What happens? How the angels descend, subhanAllah, in this night. How the angels descend. And there's a hadith in the Fadail, as the Peer of Peace, the Shaykhs of Shaykhs, as a Ghawth Park, Rahmatullah Alayhi, has narrated this hadith. And I don't know about the sanad, the chain, but this is a rawaya from our pious elders. And in this, the tafsir of this hadith, because sometimes a person, for example, sees in hal, in vision, how the angels are descending. And if you sat, for example, the night of power, the angels descend from the heavens. Because Allah Ta'ala said, تَنَزَلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. The angels come and the, subhanAllah, the ruz also come. SubhanAllah, the soul. So how do they come? Allah Ta'ala has shown this scene. And quite a few people have seen this. Rather, I always repeat an event to you about this night. And a pious elder in Madinatul Manawwara told me this, that he, the next day after Laylatul Qadr, he said that, Hazrat, I saw this in Laylatul Qadr with my eyes the night after. And that totally was the tafsir of this hadith. Each item of that he explained today, those same words when he explained to me, that whole event is in my mind. In my mind. So that same hadith tells us, as soon as the evening falls, the night comes from the skies, the heavens, the special select group. You know, just like you have within, for example, a military army, you have the normal soldiers. You have the normal the soldiers, you have lieutenants and colonels and everyone. But the prime minister, the soldiers assigned to him, they are a special squad, a select squad. They all are told that this is the military secretary, he is this, and the names are given, the prime minister's group of soldiers. They're also the same soldiers, same rank and file, but they are higher in, for example, prestige, because they've got special duty. The same way there are millions and millions of angels, and Jibreel alayhi salam is the head of the angels, he's the leader. But his special squad, 70,000 angels, say subhanAllah, subhanAllah. He has a specific, select, unique squad. So when they travel with him, then they have the military secretary, and you have this secretary, they have the secretary of the angels and different ranks, and the general, the angel Jibreel alayhi salam is going, and he's got his squad, and the secrets and the discussions within that group, normal angels don't know what's happening, but that's a specific, unique group of angels. So 70,000 angels travel with Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam. They descend from the heavens to the earth in this night. And the person who explained his dream, he said, I saw with my eyes that the earth became like a globe, a sphere, round, and there was a thread of noor he saw. He said that I saw the angels in that way, they were descending to the earth, like a thread of noor, a line of noor. And subhanAllah, that person wasn't aware of this hadith, but I knew about this hadith. He wasn't aware of this hadith, and he saw this scene. So, Jibreel alayhi salam descends, and along with him are the angels, and they have to come to the earth. Where should they go? Where should they go? Now, is my house worthy of this? Yours will be, but mine isn't. Alhamdulillah. Which portion of the earth is there that we have not made impure due to our deeds and disobedience? And the biggest disobedience is that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah, we reject him. We, in every part of our life, we are living by, and we are rejecting the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, apart from the masajid. So the angels have to descend on special places with the order of Allah. This is a special night that Allah Ta'ala has ordained. Allah Ta'ala has praised this night. And Allah says that my angels will descend, they will come to the earth. The law has been made, the principle has been made, the rules have been made. So the angels descend. And where should they descend to? So Allah Ta'ala has prepared four places for the angels to descend to, to carry a task. So when they come from the sky, they are given four flag standards in advance. Allah Ta'ala has given them the instruction that they have to come to four respected places. Allah says there are four respected places in the earth that they have to go to with these flags. So Allah Ta'ala, may Allah give us the ziyarah, the sight of these four places. Go and have a look. We look at many other things. We're going here, I'm going on holiday, sightseeing, looking here. I'm going on holiday, X, Y, Z destinations. This is what we do. So we should also do a holiday with the places that the Qur'an has mentioned. We should go there and look at those places, sit there half an hour, 30 minutes, do maraqabah, dhikr, ta'ala. This is the place that you have selected. And the night of power, the angels will descend here. SubhanAllah, so four flags are given to the angels, to Jibreel alayhi salam, on the night of power. So the angels come down with the four flags. So the first destination that they go to, the squad of angels, the flight, it descends, Jibreel alayhi salam's flight with his angels. Where does it descend to and arrive? Where does it disembark? Baytullah, SubhanAllah, the house of Allah, the greatest home, Allah's home, the house of Allah, Makkatul Mukarrama, Bakkat, SubhanAllah, say SubhanAllah. What a beautiful name, Makkah, Baytullah, the house of Allah. Ow, there must be many people there now. There must be a lot of light there and a lot of rejoicing there, SubhanAllah. I think Tarawees have probably started there, or they're about to end. So the angels go there first, Jibreel goes there first, and that's the first flag, the standard that is erected there on Baytullah, the house of Allah. It's a green-colored flag. Green colored flag. There's a special reason for this. Why is green color being assigned? This is because Allah Ta'ala selected the green color for His Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Maqam-e Mahmood, when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will be given his attire, libas, it will be the green. What color will it be? Green color libas. Beautiful color libas. Green color assigned to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So, the flag first is taken to Makkah. Then the second place where the angels will go. And what place is that after that? The greatest place after that. Here's Allah and there is the Rasul of Allah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. That the angel said, we need to go and salute there in Medina, due to whom the whole universe was made, due to whom we also descended to the earth, due to whom we are also seeing what's going on the earth today. The angel say, let's go to him in Medina and salute him, say salam to him. What a great personality, the greatest, Rasulullah. So they come to go to Medina, and there already there's a standard, their flag, Gumbad, their Khizra, the green dome, the blessed green dome. And then the angels go to Medina and they put the second flag there and give the respect and honor. And that from the arsh, from the heavens, this flag is descended. Then the third maqam, Allahu Akbar, the third place that the angels go to, which is called Kaaba-i Awwal, the first Kaaba. What is that? Baytul Maqdis, SubhanAllah, Baytul Maqdis, MashaAllah. Great place in the eyes of Allah. All the Anbiya's were there together. Why shouldn't it be great? Because it's a great, why is it the reason that it's a great place? Is that here Allah said that my Habib, Prophet Muhammad SAW, led the prayer with all the prophets behind him. So obviously he was beloved before. But Maqdis, Muqaddas, it became great and honorable when his blessed feet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's blessed feet, trod there, were there. So from top to the angels are coming from the heavens down, and our Prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, our master, was going from the earth up to the heavens to see Allah. So today the angels are descending there. And Allah is saying, and our Aka, our master, he went up, he ascended from Baytul Maqdis. SubhanAllah. So the angels go there to the third place, and they also strike down the flag there as well. And the fourth place that maybe a lot of people aren't aware of, Tur Sina, Mount Sinai, Tur. And they also arrive there, the angels. So they go there and they put down the flag. SubhanAllah. So four flags that are struck down. The commander says, angels, yes sir, come here. Do you know why have you come to the earth? They say, yes. Before this, a night has come. What do we call this? The night, Laylatul Barat, 15th night of Shaban. And that time, all the deeds of the people, Allah Ta'ala made the accounts and the balances. Isn't it? Allah Ta'ala, remember that night? Some weeks back? So today, tonight, those deeds are distributed to the angels. Something was written. They go and take this and go and distribute this amongst the people. So the angels have come to distribute amongst the people, to tell that your mouth is here, your health is this, etc. The accounts that were made, today those accounts are being distributed amongst the ummah, mashallah. They were made over there, and on the night of power they're being distributed to the people. So both nights have a connection, subhanallah. So first it was made, the accounts were made, and now the squad in the heavens, the accounts were made, and today the squad of the angels with Jibreel Islam have come down to distribute that information to the people. Quickly. There's a very lengthy event, how the angels come. So brothers, The flags are struck down. Jibreel alayhi salam orders his squad of angels, his group of angels, that go, the duty that you've come to implement, go to every home, go to the corners of the globe, and whoever's, whatever envelope you've come to distribute, go and give. You've got ijazah, permission to go into every home. Now I'll tell you the dream that that brother explained. He said, I saw that the angels had descended, and after descending, they went inside every person's home, but some homes they did not enter. They stopped. So here now the hadith, how it links. He wasn't aware of the hadith. He wasn't an alim, muhaddith, nothing, just a normal person. But he had taqwa, strength, connection with Allah, pious person. And mashallah, this event, it matches with the hadith. So brothers, so the angels go to every home. So the angels are going, just like he saw the dream. But some are not going anywhere. Some are going, some are not going. The reason for going into the homes in the hadith, it is stated, the angels will never go into that home. They will never enter that home on this night of mercy, on this night of blessings, where inside that home, non-sharia actions or things are present. Especially if there are pictures hanging up, or the equipment that emits images, or if dogs are in the homes, or other actions that are non-sharia compliant, which are present in our lives, which are part of our lives now. And there the angels will not go. So that person's dream, he saw the dream that the angels were not going. Sometimes they were coming back from somewhere. May Allah Ta'ala forgive. May Allah Ta'ala forgive that tonight, if we lose out, that the angels and the barakah do not come to our nights. If the effects of this night don't come to our nights. Brothers, if we're in that situation, then let's do tawbah right now, repent. Otherwise we will lose out on this great night. May Allah forgive. So that brother, he saw, that man saw the dream that the angels did not go into some homes, they turned back. Those homes that they went into, what will happen there? What was the order from the commander angel, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam? The angels, you have to stay in those homes until dawn, the break of dawn with them, Allahu Akbar. The angels from the heaven, special select squad, have come into my home, are sat with you. They are with you during suhoor meal, and you're doing dua and they're saying ameen. You're doing dhikr and they're doing dhikr with you. You're praying nafl and they're raising their hands for you. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. What a great tashreeh, commentary, explanation. Subhanallah. So that is the night of enjoyment, the angels going to the homes, and where fuyuz and barakat and the virtues and the blessings, I can't say what benefit comes into those homes. If today we do this action a little bit, that quickly before Maghrib we clean out our homes from the impurities, from the wasteful things, and inshallah those homes where there are people who are sick, who have problems, difficulties, affected by jadu or magic, or immersed with problems, worries, alhamdulillah, if they do the right thing before the night starts, then Jibreel alayhi salam's special select squad of angels who have descended from the heavens, they will sit with those people, do iftar with them, do dua for their illness to go far, for their magic to go far, and they will make their enemies go far. Subhanallah. Say subhanallah. Praise be to Allah. Glory be to Allah. Will we do this, brothers? Will we? Now, and further, my brothers, until morning, the angels will be there, and then after the break of dawn, they will depart. So now I'll tell you the dream of this brother. I'm telling you both in parallel, the hadith and the dream. Are you understand what I'm saying? Or is it difficult to understand what I'm saying? Is it difficult? You're honest? You understand? Okay, fine. So, now what do the angels do? That I saw, he's saying as well, I saw this, the Fajr time came, alhamdulillah, the nur light was coming out of the homes of those places where the angels had gone, subhanallah, subhanallah. So further now is a beautiful, sort of dangerous also, the words that come to us, the learning. So Fajr time comes, break of dawn comes, they come out of their homes, they go back to their commander and they salute him, say, we've fulfilled our duty. And the commander sat there continuously in Baytullah with the people. Jibreel alayhi salam, he's rejoicing, doing dua. He's in Makkah, he's celebrating the night of prayer. And he says, okay, these are what the people do in Baytullah. This is that qawm that we said to Allah, Allah, these people are impure, why are you sending them to the earth? They will do bad actions, evil actions, they'll be zani, adulterers, they will kill, they will consume wealth. Allah, we are ashamed that we can't remember that scene that we told you this. We thought these were very bad people, human beings, and you're making them being prostrated to
truth. What are you doing, Allah? Review your decision. So Allah Ta'ala said, what I know, you do not know. I will show you the scenes that who are these people, the human beings, and how they do good. And I will send you to the earth so you can witness this. Allahumma labbaik, Allahumma labbaik in Makkah is being said. Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. They don't know. They can't see Allah. They can't see paradise. The believers, they can't see hellfire. They have so much yaqeen on the Quran, certainty that. So much certainty that they are going in tawaf around the Kaaba, they're kissing a stone, drinking water, their clothes, the normal clothes are not on the body. What's happened to them? Angels say, Allah says, nothing's happened. Their yaqeen, their certainty is very great with regards to Allah. This is the qawm who believes in Allah. They are gangsters, they do follow shaitan, they do commit sins, but alongside that, they also do these actions. They also arrive to my home, Allah Ta'ala says. When they arrive to my home, then they say that, for example, they do good things, but after that they say, oh, there's no one better than me. The two opposites. So Jibreel alayhi salam is enjoying this sight. He said, this is that nation. And he's looking at the Hajis, wow, and he's patting them on the back. Balle balle. Well done, well done. Well done, good, good. Because I'm giving tashree, isn't it? I'm giving you explanation of the hadith so that the message gets into our brains and minds. Now, continuing, when they come back, the angels, the time to depart has come close. Because Allah has given the time. They won't go plus or minus 1 minute. The question doesn't arise. Allah has given the instruction. So the waiting will wait here. When the muadhin of Baytullah, Allah's home, Allahu Akbar, beautiful muadhin, and he will recite the beautiful adhan, and the angels are ready that we will depart then at that time. Allahu Akbar. So Jibreel alayhi salam said, have you done the accounts and balances with everybody? Have you put the signs on the signs? That when the angels depart, they put a sign, a symbol in front of each home. Yes, in front of each home. On some homes is a red cross, a big red cross. And on some homes is a green cross. On every home there will be this cross in the morning. In every home. Yes, they have a Nurani pen, a pen of light, because illumination that they apply the crosses. So this brother, now he said, I saw that they had something, the angels, obviously he didn't know what they had. He said on some homes they are throwing red matter, and on some they were applying the green sign, the green symbol. So now we look at the hadith, subhanAllah, that those people who are unfortunate, whose forgiveness has not been achieved, and those people on the night don't do the ibadah that Allah Ta'ala told them to do. They have lost out from the ibadah, the worship that Allah Ta'ala instructed them to do. And they don't implement the worship action that Allah Ta'ala ordered them to do on the night of prayer. What ibadah? Remember, before any ibadah worship, we have to place emphasis on the night of power that Allah Ta'ala has given specifically for this night. Allah says, وَمَا أَدَرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala has told us, Allahu Akbar, that this is a hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim that has praised the night of power. That's Quran and this is Bukhari. And both have the subject matter of Laylatul Qadr. Allah says, I'm giving you the night. And this is a great night, a unique night. Allah Ta'ala sketches it out, tells us everything will happen. But, man can. That person who has gone through this night, who stood up, and he has does ibadah in this night, who worships with iman, with belief, he does worship. Then the reward, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in this hadith, Allah Ta'ala says, that is all his previous sins that he had committed, they will be wiped away, cleaned, purified. Which ibadah is this that will achieve this result? Listen carefully. What do? Ibadah, nafal, optional, Quran, dhikr, tilawa, recitation. No. The ibadah that Allah Ta'ala has ushered us towards, hinted us to, directed us to, ghafra lahu. That this is ibadah. This is worship, and due to which the sins are forgiven. What? The biggest ibadah, the greatest act of worship, the person who doesn't do this act of worship, what sign will go on his house? Red cross. Remember this. A person who has done this ibadah, that the Quran and Allah's deen has prescribed to us, then he will have a green cross on the front of it. So I'll tell you what act of worship that is, which ibadah that is. Will you do it? Will you implement it? True tawbah. True sincere tawbah. True sincere repentance. True repentance. That's it. One chance Allah has given to all of us. SubhanAllah. And in that year, many great days come, nights come, and we say things out loud, we do things, we carry out actions. But today, let's not deceive ourselves. Let's not deceive ourselves. Night of power will not come again. I tell you, nobody knows, will this opportunity come again? It will not just come again. Yes, so today if we waste it, to know if we waste it. And their red symbols that apply to the fronts of the houses are very permanent. The buildings will fall on the day of judgment, but those signs will not be eliminated. If they're green, then they will be seen green. If they're red, they will be seen as red on the day of judgment. This is how permanent are the symbols applied by the Jews. So what ibadah do we need to do? Which ibadah do we need to do? Tawbah. Repent. Are you listening, brothers? Is everyone listening? Tonight, what do we need to do? Tawbah. This is the ibadah we need to do. This is the night, the meaning of night of power. Laylatul Qadr. Tawbah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, told us the method of tawbah. First and foremost, the person who wants to do tawbah, then this is tawbah, repentance. Then suddenly in his heart, something arises. For example, if I say I want to do tawbah, then my voice will change. Straight away my voice, my tone will change. Even if I'm strong, if I'm big and I'm strict and I'm showing my strength, when I say I need to do tawbah, then I say, oh, I need to do tawbah meekly. Meekly, a person suddenly goes down when he wants to do tawbah. Why? Because he's not doing tawbah from his body. He's doing it within his soul. The biggest of men, physically, if you see him, he's got power, strong, bigger than bodybuilders. When he used to do tawbah, when he used to bring about a man, suddenly he'd say, please forgive me. Please forgive me. This is what used to happen, isn't it? He's asking for forgiveness at the time of tawbah. So he's bowing in front of Allah. All of his bravery, courage, all evaporates. So the first sign of tawbah is that when a person does tawbah, he knows that Rabbi Kareem, I'm stood in front of my Lord, merciful. Straight away his tone changes, his emotions change. And then how does he do tawbah? How does he do repentance? Suddenly an emotion overwhelms him of regret, of pure remorse. Allah, forgive me. So the person who, whilst he's doing tawbah, has this feeling, and the emotion of regret and remorse increases, so that tears roll down the eyes and the cheeks get wet, then think and say, alhamdulillah, that's true mood, the proper mood of doing true sincere repentance. Subhanallah. Yes, the color of the face changes, expression changes, tears start rolling out, and he says, I want to do tawbah, I've done big sins. His voice changes, the mind changes, the body changes, becomes like a mouse. Why? Because who can stand in front of Allah? And this is the meaning of tawbah is starting. This is called regret, remorse, nadamat. He's accepted that I'm sinful, O Allah. The person who doesn't have this feeling, then consider his tawbah is not going in the right direction. So this, we need tawbah with this emotion in the corner. We need to do this ibadah today. Not listening to speeches or attending functions. What do we need to do? We need to do this action. And we need to have yaqeen. Said that today is the night. Tonight is the night of power. Tonight is the night. Allah has given us a final chance. The Sahaba Ikram gave proofs, the noble companions, that we have to do these actions today due to the greatness of this night. So regret comes, remorse comes straight away. The human being says, oh, such dirty impure actions I did. I used to do this. I carried on doing this because the human being remembers his dirty actions. That this was how impure my actions were and dirty actions. And then after remorse and regret, then he starts to feel what? He starts to dislike those actions that he did wrong. I used to drink alcohol. I did this. I did zina with that girl, with that woman. How did I do this? Straight away this feeling comes over that person. Then the next emotion of tawbah, the insan, he says, oh Allah, Allah Ta'ala, Allah forgive me. Allah forgive me. After today, I will not repeat this sin. I will not commit this sin. I will not do this sin again. What a dirty action. So it's stated in it that, for example, if somebody's drank something dirty, oh, it's dirty, I will never drink this again, never drink this again. It was very dirty sherbet, very dirty juice, or impure. Happens sometimes, isn't it? For example, somebody gives you juice or a drink that you don't like, dislike, maybe it's a bit bitter. So what do you say? I'm never going to drink that, I'm never going to drink that. So tawbah gives a hal, emotion. I've done these actions before, I'll never do them again, I'll never do them again. So regret, remorse, and promise to Allah, I will never do this sin again. And this is how much dislike and hatred you should have for the action which is not good. Doesn't matter how habitual you are with the sin. But when you do true sincere tawbah, Allah will create dislike in your heart for that sin. Even, for example, if you used to wake up in the night and do the wrong actions, or pay and do the wrong actions, or you used to gamble. If you used to gamble in the gambling centers, or you got enjoyment from these actions, but after doing true tawbah, regret, remorse comes, that the person dislikes so much that sin, he says, astaghfirullah, I will never drink this water, I'll never take that drink. You say, I'll never do this action again in my life. Such dirty actions, impure actions, that the person will start to recognize his wrong. So regret, remorse, and then being ashamed of the sin, that Allah will never do this sin again, never will I do this again. And the third thing is what? that straight away, immediately, a person says, Allah, I reject this wretched action. Straight away. I will not go close to this action. That's it. From today, finished. No, I'm not going to leave it till tomorrow. Rather, I'm going to finish it today. I'm going to end this sin today. And a person, for example, if he's stuck in a big problem or in haram, he says, that's it, finished. I'm leaving this. And if you cut, put a cross through the unlawful things, then the angels will apply the green symbol to your home. Subhanallah. Because it's all to do with intentions. Allah says, all actions are judged according to intentions. So, you're doing a great action, big action, that to suppress the desires, what I'm telling to you, that how can I leave work? Yaar, how will I get promotion? Hey, it's difficult for me. It's a big action to do this, but the reward is also massive as well, in addition. Yes, if you do tawbah, the reward is very big. Very big. Very big. Allahu Akbar. This is the comparison now that you need to make. Yes, you can't just get reward for nothing. And hasibtum, Allah says, yadkhulu jannata. That you think you will go into Jannah with ease? The previous nations, Allah Ta'ala said that they had to do hardships, go through hardships. Allah says, all I want you to do is do tawbah. Allahu Akbar, say Subhanallah. Oh Umar, my Habib, I don't want you to do lengthy actions, stay up in lengthy burden in the night, after standing up in the night, listening to the Quran, after fulfilling the tasks, explain to you, make your heart warm, and my khadims will come, they will serve you. Yes, subhanAllah, the awliya Allah, the sheikhs, they are the people who do the work of Allah. They'll sit you down, they'll explain to you. No burden on you. And they will just, Allah says, I just want you to do one action, is that you should be ashamed in front of your Rabb. You should cry and you should bow with humility and say, Allah, I've done dirty, impure actions, please forgive me. But we can't even do this. We can't do this. Allah says in the Quran, أَمْ يَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ, that you think that they got Jannah paradise with ease. Allah Ta'ala said, I gave them challenges, their bodies, their physical selves, they went through tests. Look at the lives of the Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions, radiyallahu anhum. The Sahaba Ikram, forget that, they're far away. Our Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at his blessed life. Not a second of his life did he get ease? Did he get comfort? Tell me, he came as an example. And we have small issues, we spoil our iman, we start criticizing, doing tanqeed, rejecting Allah, his Rasul, well, walis of Allah, sheikhs, we don't leave anyone in our criticism path. Oh, I'm not succeeding, everything's wrong, na'uzubillah, na'uzubillah, we say Allah is wrong, and Rasul is wrong, and dhikr is wrong, and this is wrong. Why are my life affairs not being sorted out? What benefit am I getting from dhikr? What's the benefit of me taking bayah with my sheikh? What's the point of I came, or I did this and that? I swear by Allah, people say this. I swear by Allah, people say this and do this with their doubts and their whispering. I'm telling you about today that many cases, I'm a sheikh, so I get many cases like this. Dhikr, yes, the 15, 10 years after doing dhikr, 3 years they start speaking negative about dhikr, they speak negative about the sheikh, and they swear at their silsila, the order, and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they start criticizing, and Allah, they start criticizing, oh, Allah is for those people, not for me. These are, Allah is for those people. Allah's not going to give to us, na'uzubillah, that Allah Ta'ala has made his own walis and his own close people. He's bought some were made nabis and walis. What's he given to us? Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. Can anyone think a person can say this? Imagine this. Dhikr, a person does, he sat down, but Allah Ta'ala says that I don't want anything from you. I don't want anything, foolish people. I just want one thing from you, Allah Ta'ala says. And what is that? Do tawbah. Do tawbah, Allah Ta'ala says. All of us, we are prepared to do everything. But in this night, we waste this night because we don't do tawbah. We don't repent. Salatul tasbih, do this tasbih and that tasbih and this action and that damki and nare and shouting. And now speeches will start and actions and food will be cooked in cauldrons and pots in Pakistan, India. Food's being made, distributed and rejoice and celebrate. They don't even know how to commemorate this night, how to spend this night physically. They don't come towards this point. People listen to what I'm saying. Oh, leave him. Oh, put on a speech of a Mawlana Sahib. What's he saying? He's giving us stories about Karbala, Imam Hussein, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, Zulaikha. This is what happened in Surah Yusuf. Oh yeah, let's go and listen to the Bayan, the Tafsir. What was recited today? Oh yes, Zulaikha and Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. They're all rejoicing and happy. But we should go to the right journey, to the destination. Laylatul Qadr is a bitter pill. I could also say to you, pray Salatul Tasbih tonight, and worship, and say, do this tasbih, and do this action, and you'll be forgiven, mashallah. That's the end of the story. No, no, no. This is not the case. This is not the case. The Quran says, this cannot be the case. And this is not the case. that such great angels Allah is sending. He sent them for nothing. Jibreel Islam comes special times. They come at special times. Either they come, subhanallah, when they come to the, do you know when they used to descend? And the Thamud and the previous nations, the peoples of the prophets, they come at that time when they had to turn the earth upside down and destroy the people. But today the angels are not coming down to destroy the earth or to punish us. Rather, they're coming to change our destiny, to improve our destiny. So change your destiny, brothers. Improve your destiny. Am I right or am I wrong? Yes, improve your fortunes. Put your hands up if you think I'm right. Do you enjoy what I'm saying? Yes, or do you not understand what is Laylatul Qadr? Have you understood, Mawlana Sahib? Yes, so this is the night of power. Allahu Akbar. So Sufi people are sitting. If there was someone else, they're leaving from the back. What's this tawbah? Where's this? Say, where should we do tawbah? Where will we eat from? Where will we get food from? How will I go to work? Says the sister. If I put the burqa on, how will I do umrah? If I have the niqab on, then my life will be half. My life will be half. If I put imam on, then how will I get married? How will I get a marriage partner? Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. 2 + 2 = 4. And here what's happening? That we have come, the angels say, to change the fortunes, improve the fortunes. We're not coming here to destroy you, to destroy your homes or the land or turn your houses upside down. We have come here to take you out of Jahannam and take you towards paradise, say the angels. That's what our function is. Do you want to go? Would we like to go there? Then do tawbah, repent. That's it. Then once a person does tawbah, after that, alhamdulillah, then do what you need to do. Then noor ala noor is everything. Noor ala noor, light upon light. Tawbah, the light of tawbah, and the light of ibadat. Because who stops anyone from doing ibadah? But first is tawbah, repent, then is ibadah. Will we do this, brothers? Yes, this is what we need to do. This is important. Now, the angels, they departed. Where did they go? Where they came from? Subhanallah, they came, didn't they? There's a special squad, and every angel travels, and they're being waited for. There's a waiting for them in the heavens, that the army of Jibreel alayhi salam is coming, and they all stood, the angels, to welcome Jibreel alayhi salam with his angels, and his abode is Sidratul Muntaha, that they are departing from here, planet earth, to the heavens. That's his reach. He's Jibreel Rul Amin. He's not some minor angel, the head of the angels, subhanallah. And subhanallah, he is very high in status. His level is very high, so high, so high, that no other angel could ever thought that, for example, he saw Ziyara so many times. He saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's a true friend of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He came, he went there, he went to this place, to that place, coming, going. He came many times. He was coming. Who came? Jibreel alaihi salam came. Then he went, then he came. Sometimes he was coming, sometimes he was going. Subhanallah. Glory be to Allah. So imagine his status. He saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's why nurun ala nur, light beyond light, light upon light, mashaAllah. SubhanAllah. So all the angels depart, and there are angels in the skies waiting for them, welcome them. They're about to come to welcome them. And they say, what happened? Where did you come from? They say, we come from the earth. What did you do? Allahu Akbar. They said that it's happened what we went to see, to go there for. What good news have you brought back? Imagine the words that they communicate, that our comrades, our colleagues, we've come with good news, that every angel, he loves every ummati, every member of the nation of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because the angels, obviously, they love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so they love the ummah. That's the reason, isn't it? So if you love somebody, then also you love the dog of that person, won't you? Subhanallah. If you have love with somebody, then you love everything that belongs to that person. If that person slaps you, you'll say, hey, slap me again. If you have love, proper love for somebody, isn't it? Subhanallah. So even if the poison is given, so give me another bowl of poison. Was this from your hands? I enjoy drinking it. Subhanallah. It's about love, isn't it? So that's why they love us. Not that there's something special in us, because we have a connection with who? Allahu Akbar, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. Who are we connected with? So the angels love the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because we're connected with them. Why are Naqshbandi very elevated? Because who do they have a connection with? Who with? Look at this point. Naqshbandi order, the students of the Naqshbandi order, who do they have the connection with? Talha, Hazrat Talha radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Zubayr. With who? With Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidul Bashar, the head of the human beings. Subhanallah, after all the prophets, the greatest human being. So if you have a connection, become a Naqshbandi tonight. The machine is there to make this connection. Women, men, children, come, take the hand, you'll get the connection. Allahu Akbar. SubhanAllah. This is about connection we're talking. So brothers, get the connection. And Jibreel said, what happened? What did you see? These people, the angels reply, that Allah Ta'ala, the good people, the pious people on the earth, the upright people, the pious, the salihin, abideen, worshippers, salikeen, on the journey, we've seen all of them. Then Jibreel Islam announces, Allah Ta'ala has forgiven all of them. Allahu Akbar. Allah has forgiven all of them. And don't just think that we are forgiven, beyond forgiven, we are pious and honest and trustworthy and sadiq. Allah Ta'ala forgives a person. Don't be proud of your deeds. Allah Ta'ala says, Jibreel Islam says, Allah has forgiven them. Then subhanAllah, what is it that they didn't say subhanAllah, the angels didn't say it loudly. So Jibreel Islam, he realizes that he had fikr, concern, that we're talking about the pious people. What about others who are not pious like me and you, that Jibreel Islam did talk about them and the angels were silent. Jibreel Islam understood that because the angels loved the ummati of the Prophet ﷺ, so they had some other hopes and desires. Allah, so Jibreel Islam said that you haven't shouted out loudly, happy with what I've just told you. He said, listen, beyond what I'm saying, I haven't completed my statement. I was just telling you the hadith with my own style. He said that, listen, I haven't completed my statement. Then see how the angels will rejoice. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the abidin sadiqeen, has forgiven all the pious people of this ummah. And from their shifa, due to their intercession, Allah has forgiven all of the sinful people in this ummah, due to their shifat, due to the intercession. Allahu Akbar. So tell me that due to the walis of Allah, this earth is functioning, and such sinful people like us, the shade for us are the walis of Allah. I'm telling you the hadith, the ulama ikram, the respected scholars have sat here. Tell me if I'm wrong. Is this wrong what I'm saying? Yes, that everything connects and it matches, isn't it? It's a complete hadith. So if a person has nothing, doesn't matter how sinful he is, but at least he should come under the shade of the wali of Allah, dhalims or oppressors, at least have a connection with the wali of Allah. Carry on if you're doing with the sins, but at least you'll get the forgiveness and the rewards in the hereafter. But here you're scared of making a connection with the wali of Allah. It's not fear. You're proud. I'm this and that. I'm that. I don't need to have a connection. I don't want to assign myself as a student. We make a fuss. Oh, I don't know him. I don't want to go to him. He's jahil. He's illiterate. Even if he's illiterate, totally you might be saying, right, but whose connection has he got? Where does his connection lead to? Subhanallah. That's what we need to ask us. Look at the connection where Allah Ta'ala has introduced you to a wali. And such a connection that if you take the hand, then he will also introduce you to Allah and he'll deliver you close to Allah, inshaAllah. SubhanAllah. So will we do this action, my friends? Will we make people do this action? Yes, this is what we need to do. The sins continue to be implemented. Life is dangerous and is passing with speed. And there are here great encouragements given that shifa, intercession will come for that person who has a connection with the wali of Allah. That if you say bad to him, if you swear to him and criticize him, you're shirk, then how will he intercede for you? He will stand as a witness in front of you that this man was truly disrespectful and he was with bad manners. He didn't even leave your friend, oh Allah. The angels say he used to criticize him and backbite behind his back and reject him and mock him. So how can the wali Allah do shifa of that person? Only those people will get shifa of the pious people who had yaqeen, certainty with their sheikhs, with their peers, with their scholars, with their elders, where they had a connection of love, a connection of service, khidmat, itaat, obedience and yaqeen, certainty. Even if they're doing sins, the students, but these four connections should be strong. Khidmat, taqeedat, and itaat, yaqeen, and muhabbat, and obedience, and love, and certainty, and obedience. The four connections you make with your sheikh, I swear by Allah, that the sheikh will intercede for that student and take them out of the problem in the hereafter. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. So the subject has somewhat gone down another track. It's gone on the tasawwuf subject matter. Alhamdulillah, it was a night of power. So we're talking about forgiveness. Ghafara lahu. The hadith says this. غَفْرَ لَهُ Come to me, stand in this night, or do what you need to do. مَنْ كَامَ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ What will happen? That person, if he has iman, وَهُوَ لَهُ Allah says, مَتْقَدْوَ بِذَنْبِهِ The previous sins, all will be wiped away. This is cleaning, purifying. SubhanAllah. And then the angels shouted out, just like you say SubhanAllah. So they shouted out, ah, now is the happiness we got. Even the sinful people have been forgiven. Allahu Akbar. So that is a lengthy hadith. After this, I think let's do dhikr. And some other time when the next year comes and when we meet again, then the next portion of this hadith I will discuss with you. And you will rejoice and you will be immersed in happiness. But I don't have the time now, alhamdulillah. Otherwise, I'll take you towards Sidratul Muntaha on the journey. And at the end, I will tell you that announcement that Allah Ta'ala, what did he say? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. That's the final portion of the hadith. The, what did Allah Ta'ala say at the end? The seven heavens they pass through. What happened in the skies? What did the angels, how did they present their feelings, emotions? And the message that Jibreel alayhi salam gave back to them, they got to the seventh heaven, to the arsh. Jibreel alayhi salam, when he arrived there, what discussion took place at the arsh? When Allah realized and heard, then Allah Ta'ala subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed Jannah. That why is the whole world rejoicing tonight? Jannatul Mawa, Jannatul Na'im, Jannatul Adan, Jannatul Firdaus. And subhanAllah, beautiful pearls are splitting tonight for the Ummah. And beautiful melodies are being recited in the heavens for the Ummah today. And subhanAllah, tonight your Habib's Ummah has been forgiven. So Allah Ta'ala said a great statement. Oh people who have a link with the Holy Prophet, listen carefully. That I swear by Allah, swear tonight, after tonight, you will live your life in the love of the Prophet ﷺ, with the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Yes, the person who is ashamed with the sunnah, then what link does he have with the Prophet ﷺ? Look, take the feelings and the top, whatever you get from this hadith about Laylatul Qadr, with whose nisbat, whose connection? The Holy Prophet ﷺ connection. Due to him, so Rasul said, man habba sunnati fa man habbani. That my ummati, my follower, my member is that person who loves me and I will love him. The person who loves my sunnah, subhanallah, subhanallah. So tonight we should promise that we will love the sunnah of the Holy Prophet and we won't be ashamed. And shame is the biggest of sins with regards to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah. To implement it, practice it, we are ashamed, it's a big sin. So Allah will say, oh people, oh angels, was Allah's announcement will reach to the corners of the globe, the universe. Listen, a beautiful statement Allah Ta'ala replies. The ummate Muhammadiyya sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the people who believe in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their greatness, their glory, you cannot realize it, you don't know, nor can it come to your minds, nor can it come to your thoughts, nor can it come to your imagination. The greatness and the status of the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the maqam that a mu'min, a slave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a follower of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he gets to this position, when he does tawbah on night of Qadr, and he lives his life clearly after that, to this maqam he praises Allah. The Ghulam Mustafa, the follower of the Prophet Muhammad SAW, gets to this high maqam. Brothers, we are very high in status. Allah Ta'ala has kept great people in this ummah, and their fortunes are changing for the better tonight. So don't waste this night. The tarqib I've given to you, alhamdulillah, that tarqib, we stand with that tarqib, and the tarqib, the method, will get everything in this night. Otherwise, this can be our greatest night in our life, or it could be the worst night of our life. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salaamu wa salaamu ala sayyidina al-Muslimin, Shafi'i al-Muslimin, Taha wa Yasin, al-Abim al-Amin. Nabil al-Miyyas, Wajib ma'at al-Mu'minin, wa zurriyatihi wa ahli baytihi, kama salli'ta Ibrahim wa ala ala Ibrahim, innaka minna. Allahumma inna wa tufun ta'afu al-Fakrim. Allahumma inna kufun ta'afu al-Fakrim. Allahumma inna kufun ta'afu al-Fakrim. Allahumma inna kufun Emine Mevla, hamare günahkum affırma. Ya Allah, meşebek adı nasip fırma. Emine Mevla, jo bhi salat mein jin jin anbiya ne, mire Mevla, sahaba ne, salihin ne, abdin ne, sadiqin ne, jo duaen mangi, un duaon mein hame bhi shamil fırma. Emine Mevla, hamari is majlis ko kabul fırma. Ya Allah, hamari is majlis kabul fırma. Ya Allah, hamare maa-baap ki bakhshish fırma. Ya Allah, hamare lohakin ki bakhshish fırma. Ya Allah, hamare mashayikram ke darajat apni shaan ke mutabik buland fırma. صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين